The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The Church has always recommended that the faithful engage in corporal works of mercy, particularly that of visiting the sick. It is to be hoped that our interest in charity may partially alleviate another person's suffering. The Church encourages us to imitate the Master in this, who showed so much solicitude for the sick during his life on earth. It has often been said that it is possible to judge a civilization by the way it deals with the defenseless, with the children, with the sick. Wherever you have a sick person, there is a need that it be a very human environment where each person is treated with dignity. The evangelists make frequent reference to Christ's love and mercy for the people who are in pain. The Gospels are full of his miraculous cures, and it was St. Peter who summed up the life of Jesus with the words, "He went about doing good and healing." His actions concerned primarily those who were suffering and seeking help. He healed the sick, consoled the afflicted, fed the hungry, freed people from deafness, from blindness, from leprosy, from the devil, and from various physical disabilities, and three times he restored the dead to life. He was sensitive to every human suffering, whether of the body or of the soul. As we read in the Gospel for today's Mass, Jesus sent his apostles out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal, giving them power and authority over all demons and to cure disease. Our Lord taught his disciples to see the sick in a new way. "I was sick and you visited me." Whenever we take care of a person who is suffering, we are taking care of Jesus Christ himself. "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it also to me."